This recording, Kuwait 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heaven rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomena physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection but refraction by the raindrops which caused the rainbow. One of the most events happened in Kuwait, and I do like attending this festival. It's the 25th of February. It's the National Day in Kuwait. It used to be the National Day in Kuwait. Now they are celebrating it twice, one in August and one in February. But I do like the main one, 25th of February. We used to have a party at school, and they used to have lights whenever you go in Kuwait, and they sell ice cream and toys freely. People looks very happy. I think the foreigner, but Kuwaitis, they are not depending on this day. They used not to depend on this day, because maybe they didn't feel that they were occupied with someone, and they are free now. They just celebrating because it's a day for fun.